Yep, got a little. Okay, good afternoon again, folks. This is John Johnson and from Radio Edge Talk. We are in Stirling for the ACTS, the Association of Chartered Teachers conference. And I've got Dorothy Coe with me, who is... What's your exact position in ACTS?
I'm Vice Chair of ACTS.
Vice Chair of ACTS. Now, we've been here all day recording things, and the idea now is to get some sort of context for these recordings, because some people have mentioned ACTS in sessions I've been in, and other ones have been about CPD and all sorts of really, I mean, just top quality stuff. I don't know if you were involved in the actual organisation and the selection of people, but it's been a fantastic conference. I'm here on Saturday and I'm having good fun and nobody's paying me. So it really has been great. There may be people out there who don't know about ACTS. They may have a vague idea about chartered teachers. So could you maybe give me a wee background and first what a chartered teacher is?
Chartered teachers are people who've done the Chartered Teacher Programme. So they've become chartered teachers through completing modules with universities, or perhaps some of them have become chartered teachers by completing a couple of modules and then applying for accreditation of prior experiential learning, which was looked at by the GTCS quite strictly, I think, in most cases, and their portfolio of evidence and reflection was assessed by the GTCS, and they were found to be of the right standard to be chartered teachers. Chartered teachers are people who have taken their reflection on their classroom practice to perhaps a deeper level. They're experienced teachers who have we've been hearing quite a lot today about the disposition of teachers. The GTCS have brought that into the standard, and chartered teachers themselves are those with a disposition to reflect and to act on their reflections to make a difference for the children that they teach without having to leave the classroom.
Yeah, is the word action research, is that a correct word at the moment to be using? Or
yeah, that's one of them. I think that chartered teachers are very often involved in action research projects, but many chartered teachers are involved in a kind of reflective process rather than doing one particular project.
Right. So it can just go right through their whole practice. And ACTS itself, the Association of Chartered Teachers, I don't feel it's an official, it's not a government-led organisation.
Oh, no, it's totally independent.
Yeah, and it's formed by the
chartered teachers themselves. Although we have very good communication links between all sorts of different organisations, from government level through GTCS and ADES and SLS and very many, and the unions, and the universities themselves, we have links with all of these different organisations, but we ourselves are independent. All of our committee are chartered teachers, and our members are all chartered teachers too, or chartered teachers who maybe started on the route to be chartered teachers but weren't allowed to quite get there.
Right, this is the next thing I'm going to come along. It's obviously the actual official chartered teacher programme stopped a wee while ago. And we're saying we can't remember dates very well earlier, so I can't remember exactly when it was, but the programme has stopped, but there's still a lot of active people still teaching who are chartered teachers. So the association, is that how does it go forward?
There are still chartered teachers out there who are not members of ACTS,
right.
And we would welcome them joining us. The attitude that makes a chartered teacher is one of the things that kind of binds us together, I think, and keeps us going forward as an organisation. There was a huge buzz about today, a great enthusiasm, with 160-odd teachers here on a Saturday, and not to talk about themselves, but to learn from other people.
Yeah.
That's a tribute to the attitude, to the disposition of chartered teachers. And I think you can't say well, we're stopping the chartered teacher programme, so that goes away. It doesn't.
Yeah, you're still a chartered... Well, yeah. It is maybe more a state of mind than it actually is a qualification.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Angela Gardner earlier, and we were talking about that you went to the Pettigrew presentation, and one of the things that I always think is that these are the people that I would quite like to have teaching my children. My children were young enough to go to school, and charter teachers, the same sort of thing. It's teachers who are actually, you're just reflecting all the time and have a positive attitude to teaching. I think that's quite quite important, and it's what you want, just what you want from teachers. And I'm sure all teachers share that to a certain extent, but it's like we've got it in spades here today.
Yes.
Yeah. So just moving on to today, is there anything, you know, stood out for you, or
but I think one of the things that stood out was the great enthusiasm to make a difference for children and to find ways to do that. So you might say that a lot of conferences, at a lot of conferences, there's a lot of hot air produced, but from my experience from the conferences that we've had, that charter teachers or people who come to the conferences go away from them determined to change something, to do something differently. And I think that impact on practice is what we're here for. I really enjoyed Professor Sir Tim Brighouse's presentation. He said, well, he described what a good school was, and I was sitting there thinking, well, at my school we do quite a lot of that.
So
it was reassuring in a way and reaffirming to hear him say these things about teachers talking to each other and observing each other's lessons and planning together and evaluating together and teaching each other. But he talked about organising in-service days on different days within your authority so that you could go to another school. Now, that's something we haven't done, but I can go back and say to my head teacher, how about that?
Yeah.
And you know, that's a different way of thinking about the same thing. Several of the people that I heard today were talking about changes that you could make with low cost, low effort, but big changes. And I think that would be one of them. David Cameron, the real David Cameron, is always entertaining to listen to. And he said, I don't know if it's his phrase, I don't know where he got it from, we've had enough change, we want more difference. Which is, that sums it up really.
The thing I'm kind of taking away from today is the idea of schools as a moral force, you know, as a force for good in society.
Yes,
there was a lot of talking about inclusion and getting things right for everybody, which I think is a really nice conference to come to. And I think Tim Brighouse said something to the extent that schools were almost sort of working inside, and you know, the national environment of neoconservatism or neoliberalism, but as a force for moral good, which I thought was a really interesting idea.
Yes.
That you've maybe got a sort of small revolution going on in Axe.
Yes. And you're quite right, and although it's probably kind of there, to have it said explicitly like that, it did make me think as well when I heard that, about just the broader, the bigger picture, and it's absolutely right.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Dorothy. I think that kind of gives people hopefully enough background to go on and listen maybe to some of the other archive stuff, and I think just great quality conversations.
Yes.
Some of the audio recorded in some of the rooms might be a bit ropey, but
well, worth making the effort to hear.
Worth making the effort to listen to. And the other thing is the fact that the conference has been so well organised, for the main speeches. I actually got to tap into the audio from the official guys, and it was just fantastic. But the whole conference just feels very smooth, professional, friendly, just a delight to be at. So
yeah, well, that's what we try to achieve. Yeah.
Well, I think you've managed fine, so thank you very much.
Well,
I'll leave you to your AGM. Thanks
very much, John.
Cheers, folks.